This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden won 8 states in the early results from Tuesday's Democratic presidential nominating contest, spanning 14 states from coast to coast.
We won Minnesota because of Amy Klobuchar. And we're doing well in Texas because of Beto O'Rourke. And that's why I was so proud, so incredibly proud, to have Mayor Pete's endorsement as well.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won 3 states, with the results still out in California. Sanders spoke to his supporters in his home state of Vermont.
We're going to beat Trump because this will become a contrast in ideas. One of us in this race led the opposition to the war in Iraq. You're looking at him. Another candidate voted for the war in Iraq.
Making a reference to Senator Joe Biden, Senator Elizabeth Warren finished in an embarrassing 3rd place in her home state, and New York Mayor, former Mayor Mike Bloomberg's plan to reassess his candidacy on Wednesday after spending more than $500 million to score a single victory in American Samoa. People in the southern U.S. state of Tennessee are still in shock after the tornadoes tore through the state in the middle of the night Tuesday, killing at least 25 people and causing extensive damage. Tennessee's governor says people around the state are rallying to help those in need, especially in the capital city of Nashville and the surrounding counties. President Trump plans to visit the affected areas on Friday. For details on more news, please join us, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Argentina is reporting its first coronavirus case, and Spain announced its first death. As global experts grapple with how to control the virus, Argentina's health minister says the country's first coronavirus victim is a 43-year-old man who spent 2 weeks in northern Italy, the center of Europe's outbreak. The World Health Organization's chief, Tedros Ghebreyesus, urged people around the world to stop stockpiling masks, saying healthcare workers need them.
Shortages are leaving doctors, nurses, and other frontline health workers dangerously ill-equipped to care for COVID-19 patients.
Experts say surgical masks are no guaranteed protection against the virus, but are needed by doctors and nurses. The United Nations canceled hundreds of human rights events because of the coronavirus concerns. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the UN in Geneva.
In announcing the decision, the president of the UN Human Rights Council, Elisabeth Tichy-Fieselberger, tells delegates she has received an urgent letter from the UN Director General in Geneva spelling out measures that have to be taken in light of the coronavirus situation.
The Director General specified that would entail canceling all side events and encouraging representatives to refrain from traveling to Geneva for the rest of the session. She also suggested that those special procedure mandate holders who are not already in Geneva could be encouraged to participate in the session via video conferencing.
Human rights spokesman Rolando Gomez says 200 side events will be cancelled until the end of this council session on March 20th. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. special envoy says the United States is willing to give NATO ally Turkey ammunition alongside humanitarian assistance in northwestern Syria, where Ankara is in a deepening standoff with Russia. Lucy Felder reports.
U.S. Special Representative to the region James Jeffrey, visiting the no man's land between Turkey and Syria, said Washington would ensure U.S.-made equipment is on hand for Ankara.
Turkey has asked for help from NATO. They've asked for help from us. First of all, humanitarian help that Ambassador Kraft talked about. Secondly, as NATO allies, we share information. Turkey is a major purchaser of American weapon systems. As the president said recently, we'll provide supplies and other things to Turkey. We're also looking at other requests that Turkey has made either to us or to NATO as this conflict goes on.
Turkey shot down a Syrian government warplane on Tuesday, the 3rd since Sunday.
That was Lucy Fielder reporting. And for more news, please join us at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.